into the semifinals. A little bit of a stumble towards the end there in the group stage, but I'm sure you're looking forward to the semifinal tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been 2 seasons since we've been in the semifinals. We're looking forward to it. Yes, a little blip in the end, but it's a semifinal game. It's a different opposition, and it's a big game. So we're all ready, set, you know, we're prepared well now coming from practice, and, you know, we're putting in the work that we needed. You know, we've spoken about the good things that we've been doing and the bad things that we've been doing and what we need to do in this big game against a big opponent and a tough team as well.
Talk about your opponent and tough team. You're playing against the Jaguars. Talk to us a little bit about them and what do you expect them to bring to the table?
Over the years, they always play as a group, as a unit. You know, they've been in and around semifinals. You know, we've played in the same group from time to time over the past few years. And, you know, every time they take the field, they always play hard. They always play as a unit. And they're always very difficult to beat. So I know that it will be a very big challenge for us, but it's a challenge that nonetheless we're capable of doing. Last time we played them in Antigua, they were at full strength, and, you know, it was a good game. It was a great game. We came up winners that time. Not saying that, you know, it'll be the same situation in this in this case, but we have won games and they have as well. So we expect a tough test.
You think having the experience of having played your group matches in Barbados is any kind of advantage for you against them?
No, I wouldn't say so. If you look at the composition of their team, they're used to playing at Kensington. It's not like we're playing at the UER, one of those grounds, you know, that they're not used to playing. So most if not all of their players have been playing for a number of years, and they have the experience of playing at Kensington. So I don't think that any team have an advantage in that regard.
What have you learned from your team over the last about your team over the last few weeks that you think will be key for you for y'all to be successful in this game?
I just think that, you know, once we're enjoying, you know, each other's company, once we're relaxed, you know, and we're, you know, bubbly, once we, you know, stay together as a group, you know, we've been trying to do so, you know, in for the past month. But I believe when we're comfortable and, you know, we're enjoying what we're doing, we're at our best. So, you know, I try to reiterate that, just say, listen, it's a big game, yes. It's a top opponent, but you have to enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy your batting, enjoy the bowling and the fielding as well. And, you know, if we do those things right, we should be fine.